Dan LaSquatro, as busy as could be, getting ready. Sir, good to have you. What's your status right now, my friend?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, it's just, quite an active cycle that we're in. I think what most people are seeing, it really only started reaching the ground, not too long ago. But this is going to be a long duration event, but not with the accumulations like we saw with the February 1st, February 2nd storm. We're expecting probably less than half those accumulations, but it's going to be one of those long storms that drags out. So expect, snow-covered roads, even if it's only, half an inch or an inch, after we've gone through and plowed. We're just going to have to keep going around and around and around until the storm stops, then get everything scraped back. You just really want to exercise caution if you absolutely have to go out. If you don't, being a vacation week, please stay home. And I know I've, beat a dead horse, but please get cars off the road. Do not park cars on the road. Let us push those roads all the way back.
Yep. Dan LaSquatro, of course, Superintendent of Highways, Brookhaven. Dan, I asked Gio this. Supplies in what we're reading here, somewhat limited. You got a lot of effects in and around, and of course it doesn't help the BQE, has kind of compromised itself based on the road itself and weight restrictions and the great mayor that we have in this city who has done nothing to kind of alter as far as what you can do now, because listen, Staten Island and Atlantic, you have to somehow get across there in order to head east. So where are you at as far as the town? I'm sure you have enough for this one, but what you don't want to see is more storms as we get into March, so that could be a bit of an issue there. What's your take?
No, absolutely. I never like to be in a position where I only have enough salt for one storm, because as we've seen, you can get back-to-back, sometimes even back-to-back-to-back storm. So prior to this week, around the end of last week, I was down to about 25 or 30% of my capacity, which is much lower than I like to get down to. But this was a holiday weekend, and for whatever reason, many municipalities did not want to keep their facilities open to take in deliveries. So I took advantage of that. We were open, just select yards where we were taking delivery with the skeleton staff. But I was willing to pay a little bit of overtime to keep those facilities open, and took in deliveries all weekend and on Monday on the holiday. So we were actually able to take in quite a bit of material. I'm good now for at least a couple of storms, but we still need to take in more. I would like to top my barns off. We have these facilities. There's no reason not to have the material on hand. But you're exactly right. This really hinges on one section of the BQE near the Brooklyn Bridge that's cantilevered out over, I guess, what used to be the Brooklyn Navy Yard there. And they have severe weight restrictions on it. The DOT supposedly is going to be beginning a project fairly soon to replace that section. But in the meantime, it really creates a serious problem, because going out the Gothels and up 95, across the George Washington, across the Cross Bronx or the Bruckner, and then coming down the Whitestone or the Throgs Neck to the Clearview, just adds so much cost because of the additional fuel and the tolls. Speaking of New York City, and God forbid they waive the tolls, they would never do that. So we are, just trying to work with not only Atlantic, but through the DOT and OGS with alternate vendors. I've been trying to help some of my colleagues through Morton Salt and through Appalachia to take in some additional supply as well.
I don't know if you can ever get away from an elliptical machine and just take notice of what's going on in and around, as far as leadership is concerned. Maybe, you'd have something being done about it, but Of course not. Look who we got at Gracie Mansion these days. but that's a whole nother story. But you feel pretty confident in everything else. You'll attack this one. It's going to be a duration type deal into tomorrow. So you're pretty good. You're pretty confident in everything else as far as what you got on hand and what you're doing right now.
Absolutely. We have plenty of salt. We will be using some sand in with it, not only to stretch our supply, but also to provide some traction because we do expect later in the storm some mixing in with some freezing rain or drizzle. So the salt will provide traction on those roadways during that changeover period. So that's something we would do in any course of events, should we have some changeover like that. But this storm will, again, not be a high accumulation storm. And because of the duration of it, this is something that, even the pickups we have in our fleet can push this material all the way back to the curb line. It's not like that, 16 or 18-inch storm that we had back on February 1st, where the pickups can only push so much material. And then they get to a point where it's just too much, too heavy for them. So you have roads that are plowed open, but they're narrow. And then you have to send in heavy dump trucks or payloaders to go in and push those roads further back, widen them up, clean them up. And that takes a very long time because you only have a finite amount of that heavier equipment. This type of storm, even though it's going to be a long duration, we're not going to see those very, very high accumulations that the pickup trucks can't deal with. So, again, I just would remind people, because of the duration, even if your road has been plowed once, twice, three times, the likelihood of the road being covered over is almost a certainty because it's just going to continue snowing, for quite some time, into the day tomorrow. So, winter driving conditions, use caution. We're going to be working through these roads continuously, but until it completely stops, we won't scrape everything, all the way back. Don't expect it to be down to blacktop because it just will get recovered after we plow it. We'll then scrape everything back, treat everything with salt and sand, and, by tomorrow night, into the weekend, everything, should be fine. But it is going to be a long-duration event. And, we just want people to understand that and be patient that the roads will get recovered, as it continues to snow. I know it seems obvious to say that, but, we just want to remind people that this is going to last for quite some time.
No question. The tireless Dan LaSquadro, as far as getting it done, as always, getting it done. Sir, stay safe, stay well. And we'll chat with you tomorrow morning. How's that?
Wonderful. Thank you, Jay.
All right, man. Dan's quite. I tell you, look at the job these guys do. It's not an easy job. It's not easy. The winters that we are having right now here on the island, it's unbelievable the hours that these guys put in. And, it really kind of brings light, when you talk about, and this is an elective post, and that's why you got to have the right guys in there. There were many a time we didn't have the right guys. Okay, we don't have the right guys in there. And LaSquadro, he's just one of the guys that he just does his job incredibly well. We got some good ones. You take George Woodson, Riverhead, big-time guy. Those two, big-time guys who get it done, really get it done in a big way. Vince Orlando out in Southville, no slouch either, Steve Lynch out in East Hampton, and these guys, and we've had them on for years. Bob Murphy now in Smithtown, We can. They come right into my head because they do a big time job, huge, countless hours getting ready, getting you home safe, getting you to and from, countless hours.